Living people are the creditors, corporations are the debtors. January 15, 2019, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. I can make this really, truly simple. Just study the title of this article until you fully grasp what it says and why it is true. Living people create and define the state. The state may be China or West Virginia. The state is defined geographically as the area within which the laws established by a group of people apply. The state then creates territorial and municipal franchises: the province of Sichuan, the city of Shanghai, the county of Blaine, the city of Clintwood. Notice that little word of these are not actual physical provinces or cities. These are corporations created to caretake physical assets actually owned by the people living in the state. Forming a corporation of any kind is privilege granted by the state that belongs to the people living in that state. Thus, New York grants the privilege to form the federal state of New York and grants the privilege to form the territorial state of New York and grants the privilege to form the municipal state of New York. The municipal state of New York then grants the privilege to form the franchise known as the City of New York. All these privileges can be revoked and should be revoked the instant a corporation is caught doing anything improper, much less criminal. At the end of the day, all these corporations belong to New York, the state belonging to the people living inside the physical borders that define New York. The people who live in New York are thus the creditors of all these corporations that owe their existence to them. Not the other way around. If you are being addressed as a debtor, you are being improperly addressed as a corporation, and it is up to you to know this and to take exception to it. The great fraud has been worked upon you because your trade name was deliberately misrepresented as a franchise of a bankrupt foreign corporation doing business as the United States of America, Incorporated. This is a crime of personage and identity theft and unlawful conversion that resulted in credit fraud against you and your family and was then assessed against your physical assets and labor, your good name and your estate. Neither the British monarch nor the Pope, who are the trustees responsible for protecting you from this sort of thing, moved to protect you, so the fault and the breach of trust and the resulting debt is theirs, not yours. The lawful head of state of the United States of America, unincorporated, has notified the trustees of these conditions and objected to them. Now it is up to you to enforce correction. You do this by taking exception to their claims and presumptions and by actively posting notice to their officers and in their public records of your action reclaiming your good name and returning it to the land and soil jurisdiction of your actual birth, that is, in the example, to New York, as opposed to operating as a franchise of the state of New York Incorporated. If they attempt to continue their false claims, you cite their fraud and non-disclosure and continue to bring your claim. Next, you form your state jural assembly, the New York Jural Assembly in the example cited, not the New York State, not the state of New York, not the state of New York, and certainly not the state of New York. None of this business concerns these foreign incorporated entities that exist only via privileges granted by New York. This is your physically defined state known as New York we are talking about, and as you are a living man or woman, this is the state you live in. You do not inhabit New York, you are not a resident in New York, you live there or in whichever other state of the Union you live in. Now you are back in the driver's seat and enabled to elect your actual county sheriffs and set up your actual county courts and elect your actual justices of the peace to enforce the actual constitution and the actual public law. These criminals have been usurping upon your lawful government and upon your lawful authority for a very long time, but you have the power to turn this around and bring them to justice and to force them to pay their debts to you. Do so. Reclaim your lawful identity. Reclaim control of your state. Reclaim your country. Kick these criminals and trust breakers in the teeth. Do so lawfully, peacefully, and with great prejudice. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.